Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in. Listen for the word of the Lord as it's recorded there. Chapter 3, verses 31 through 35. Then Jesus' mother and Jesus' brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. Now Jesus was teaching when this happened. A crowd was sitting around Jesus, and they said to him, "Your mother and brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mothers and brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Jesus stops the action in our text today, and he asks a strange question. He asks, "Who is my family?" And there in Mark's gospel, there's a lot of busyness going on. A lot of things are happening. And they come to him, and they say, "Hey, Jesus, your family's here." And he asks, "Who is my family?" This interruption, your mothers and brothers are here. They want to see you. This interruption could have gone another way. Jesus could have said, "Well, tell them I'll be with them in a moment. Or tell them to give me a few minutes. Or tell them to come on in and wait for me. Or tell them I'll meet them at Antica downtown for pizza." That's what I could imagine Jesus saying. But no, Jesus asks a confusing question. I mean, they're simply reporting, your family's here. And Jesus asks, "Who is my family?" It sounds like the wind-up to an Abbott and Costello joke. Who's on first? You know, I mean, it just sounds like he's getting ready to, he's just waiting for the punchline. The disciples, I think, want to say, "Your family? They're the people outside the door right here. Your mother, your brothers, your sisters, they're here. Your family. They're waiting for you." But Jesus is talking about wider things, as he often does, turning the conversation a little at another angle, and we see things just radically different from that little shift. Jesus is thinking about wider things, about truer kinship. He's getting at something less obvious and more profound. Who is my family? To whom do I owe allegiance? For whom am I responsible? Who am I related to? And by whose blood? On March 19th, 1978, William Least Heat Moon got into his quarter-ton Ford pickup truck Ford van, it wasn't a pickup, it was a van, and he began driving circles in the United States. His idea of what family was and what family meant had come undone. He had recently been divorced, so much for the nuclear family he was trying to build. He lost his teaching job at the college because of limited enrollment, so much for the faculty he was developing friendships with. This man who had emerged from a lineage of Irish, English, and Osage Indian blood got into his van and went off to look for America. That sounds like a Paul Simon song, doesn't it? Least Heat Moon chose not to travel interstates. He chose to travel only those highways that were marked by blue in his folding map. Hence the title of his book, which came out 4 years later, Blue Highways. He wrote this: "Maybe the road could provide a therapy through observation of the ordinary and obvious, a means whereby the outer eye opens an inner one. Stop, look, listen," the old railroad crossing signs warned. Whitman calls it the profound lesson of reception. The profound lesson of reception. So Least Heat Moon's lesson, a profound lesson of reception, it lasted 3 months, 14,000 miles in that Ford van. On the open road, he met folk that he might now rightly call family, the likes of Claude Tyler in Dime Box, Texas. Never heard of Dime Box. And Tom West in Cape Porpoise, Maine. Have you ever heard of Cape Porpoise, Maine? The question is, who is my family? Does family mean nuclear family, my spouse, my kids? Does family mean adopted family somehow, the people we've adopted into our kinship? Does family mean church family, the booster club of your favorite team family, the distant second cousins, 4 and 5 and 6 times removed? I know my second cousin 6 times removed, actually. Does family include your best friends that you love, or maybe your siblings with whom you're still working out all of those treasons from childhood? Jesus, they're waiting for you. Your family, your mother, brothers and sisters, they're here outside waiting for you. Do you know the name Ted Lasso? If you do know that name, you're smiling right now. Ted Lasso is played by Jason Sudeikis, and it's an Apple TV series. I suppose it's available in other places. But Ted Lasso is an American football coach who's hired away to teach or to coach an English soccer team. And the first season of this comedy television show is available on Apple TV and perhaps other places. It's really a hoot. It's some of the best television I've seen in a long time, at least, you know, from my limited perspective. Lasso's team loses an important game, and you can imagine the scene in the locker room. It was a game they almost won. It's a game that they had to win, but they lost. They lost it in the last few seconds. In the locker room, the team is full of grief and disappointment. They're bummed out. You can imagine this scene. I want to paint the picture. So Ted Lasso stands up in front of his team, and he's known for these locker room talks that are very American, and to these British people, he often creates giant disconnects, which is part of the charm of the show, I suppose. He's also kind of a goofy guy, a very honest, kind of transparent fellow. But he says, there's something worse than being alone. There's something worse than being alone. It's being alone by yourself. And he asks his team to look up, to look around. And they look up and they look around and they see one another. Sweaty, pained faces, grass-stained bodies, sweaty, tired bodies. They see their fellow players and managers and owner, staff. They see them in their sadness. They look around. They look around. There's something worse than being sad. It's being sad all alone. You see, what's happening in that TV show, what's happening in that locker room, the brilliance of this program, of this story, is that Ted Lasso is not creating a team. He's creating and building a family. Jesus, they're waiting for you. Your family, your mother, brothers, sisters, they're outside. They've come for you. This text invites us to think. What would Jesus think about the likes of Claude Tyler in Dime Box, Texas, and Tom West in Cape Porpoise, Maine? He might ask, do you seek justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God? If you do, you're my kind of people. We're family. All of you starters and bench riders on the team, all of you on Ted Lasso's soccer family, are you perplexed and gladdened by the grace of God? If so, then we are kin. We are brothers and sisters. Lift up your eyes. Take note of the ordinary and the obvious. Behold your family. Jesus is turning things upside down. Again, he can't even allow a small interruption without making it a talking point, without turning everything around, without calling things into question. My family? You say that my family's outside? Let me ask you a question. Who is my family? Who is my family? Now, Jesus had a family. He had a family lineage. He had a family lineup. That's recorded in Matthew's gospel in the first chapter, and then later in Luke's gospel, like chapter 3 or 4, after the nativity. There is no genealogy. There is no family tree in Mark's gospel. But here in Mark's gospel, Jesus is asking the question, who is my family? And his brothers and sisters and mother are mentioned. But that, his brothers, sisters, mothers, they are not his only family. Jesus makes that clear. For Jesus, the idea of family is broader, and the people you grow up with, they aren't your only family. Family is more than blood, and DNA is not the only thing that twists and twines us together as family. My family? Look around you. These are my peeps. These are my family, my brothers and sisters. We watch Jesus at work in Mark's gospel, and we know that Jesus is related to the wanderers, related to those who are mentally ill, the demoniacs, related to all those who attempt to answer God's call, even to those who avoid God's call. Jesus is related to all those willing to go anywhere to be blessings in the name of God. To travel with Jesus is to widen, always to widen one circle of friendship, one circle of family. If you try to love God as I'm trying to love God, then you are my kin. If you try to serve God the way I'm trying to serve God, then we are related. The writer of 1 John would say, see what love the Father has for us, that we would be called children of God. And so we are. When I was a brand new pastor in Arkansas, we ran an after-school program on Wednesdays for our elementary school kids. We had a lot of them. And they just tore the church up whenever they were in it, running around, running off steam. It was so great. So great. We devoured Brenda Love's cheese sandwiches, and the children floated like kites, bouncing off of one another down at the park by the river. In the sanctuary every week, we'd pray with great reverence. These little children, they knew how to be reverent and quiet, but they also knew how to sing. So every week we'd sing too, and they sang with great gusto. They sang lots of songs, but our theme song was a song called We Are the Family of God. And they would sing with all their energy. We are the family of God. Yes, we are the family of God. And God's brought us together to be one in Him that we might bring light to the world. Jesus, they're waiting. Your family, your mother, your brothers, your sister, they're here for you. And they're sweaty, Jesus. And they're sad. And they're alone. Some have been living on the bench by Westside Park. Your family, they're here, Jesus, for you. They're wearing smiles. They're older. They're wiser. They're from the university, your family. They're from out of town. They are the highborn. They are the unknown. They are struggling to know who they are. They're struggling to know who God made them to be. They are the doubters, the dancers, the belligerent teens, the exuberant children. They're guilty of a few felonies for which they've been convicted. They're guilty of a few more for which they've not been convicted. They doubt themselves. They pray long, silent prayers. Your family, they're here at the door. They're waiting for you. They've come to get you. They want to do better. They want to be better. They're here. They're feeling inadequate despite their trophies, despite their degrees. They're feeling like they don't measure up. They feel like they are imposters. They are poets. They are dreamers. They ponder deep, deep mystery. They don't pretend to have all the answers, though some think they know it all. Your family, they're here for you, Jesus. And they're singing. All of them are singing, proclaiming God's good news, that we are the family of God. Yes, we are the family of God. Why? Why are we the family of God? Because our brother Jesus looks at us and says so by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.